Hi, you guys, and welcome to episode 19, if you can believe it, of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl, and Karina! Our bestie Karina is in the house!
I am so excited to be here on episode 19.
I am so excited for you to be here on episode 19.
This is so fun. You know what? You see it on a screen enough, and you're like, oh, the intro!
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, the besties just be the biggest fans. It just, like, is what it is.
I'm here. I'm subscribed. I watch the videos. I watch the clips. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, that is so exciting. So, as you may know, I've talked about so much on the pod before, I'm in my fourth wing era.
Yeah.
As
we all are in society.
Exactly, as a society. And then I got here late. So I'm like, okay, whoever is not on this train needs to get on the train. So I recruited my sister, who then recruited my mom. I recruited one of my other friends, and then I recruited you.
Oh my God, it's like a pyramid scheme.
It really
How much is Rebecca Yarros paying you?
No, seriously. So if you actually buy the stock, then you can make money off it too.
I'm gonna start recruiting people.
That is so funny. Oh my God. So you have just finished Iron Flame.
I've finished Iron Flame. I've started Onyx Storm. It's so much. Like, you know what? There's so much to unpack because it's so long. And I've been listening to it on audio.
Yeah, which is a whole different experience.
Yeah, so they have which we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
They have a fully recorded one where it's full cast, sound effects, everything. I've been enjoying that because I didn't know it existed until recently either.
No, 100%.
But then sometimes it gets embarrassing because I listen in my car and you know how sometimes you drive by and you hear whatever song someone's listening to? Imagine you're driving by and it's me listening to the sex scenes.
It's the shower scene, actually.
No, but you don't get it because in the fully recorded one, they make the groans and the noise and stuff. And I was just I'm immediately turned down the volume.
Immediately, we're going to just turn that down.
I'm just nobody perceive me right now. I'm stuck in traffic. I want to put my windows down because it's summer.
You know what? If I was driving past you, I'd been like, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand you, girl.
You hear Zayden, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're fourth wing, got it. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. So I need to give a forewarning to the viewers. This is spoiler zone, okay?
I love spoilers.
So please, if you're haven't indulged yourself in fourth wing it, Annie's going crazy.
I need to put my phone charger away. You know what? I'm putting my phone in my lap.
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry, queen.
Exactly. Add it to the freaking list of things that the cats destroy. Anyways. Oh my gosh. Okay. So if you have not indulged yourself in the world of fourth wing yet, I'm going to need you to click on this video. I'm so sorry. Read what? End of Iron Flame up until a little bit of Onyx Storm and then come back.
Yeah. What chapter did you say? Chapter 10 specifically.
Exactly. I'm at chapter 10 of Onyx Storm right now. So you're going to have to click off. You're going to have to go read that real quick. You can come back.
Yeah. Once she's infiltrated you into Rebecca Yarros's pyramid scheme, you can return.
Exactly. It's like the Scentsy. You remember that?
I still have a Scentsy in my house somewhere.
I think
melt away,
everybody's moms in the time were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's Scentsy, Avon.
Yeah. I remember going to a Scentsy party when I was 9.
Scentsy party?
Yeah.
What's that like?
They would host it, and it's basically the person who just got into the pyramid scheme is getting other people into the pyramid scheme through a party.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We should do that for our fourth wing.
We should do that.
But it's the parapet.
Across the parapet. Yeah.
They're like, this is a party?
I love that so much. Okay, girl, I'm going to need... Okay, first of all, let's start with fourth wing.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts and feelings.
So I really felt like I was in my Divergent Maze Runner era again, and I think that's why I've been loving it, because a friend of mine asked about fourth wing and I was like, no, definitely read it. 100%. Don't get me wrong, read it. You're gonna feel like this would have hit really, it hit hard, but you're gonna feel like it really hit really hard.
I completely see that. 100%.
Yeah, it's the feeling that I get watching Twilight as an adult, where I'm let me take a hit of that right now.
Exactly.
I'm
gonna
hit it right now.
Yeah, because anytime somebody asks me what it's about, I tell them it's Divergent but with dragons.
No, it really is.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely, it gives that way, and everyone's so serious and moody, and I'm not gonna try and jump away to the second book, but the part in which they're talking to the flyers and they're like, wait, you kill people during your initiation?
That's
like,
right.
Guys, we just swim to shore.
Yeah, you guys are fucked.
You guys are really messy for just killing people. Don't you need them?
And
you're like, yeah, you know what?
You know what? Yeah. Actually, Like, for real, like, why are we doing...
No, actually, we should probably, like, take a step back here. That is so funny.
No, yeah, so it's, like, very serious, very moody. Everyone's so dramatic. And, like, so I love dramatic. It because I eat it up. Because I feel like this would... And I can't wait till they actually, like, cast everybody and there's, like, a show or, like, movie, whatever they're doing. Yeah. It's going to be so excited until they fuck it up. But, like, it's going to be so exciting.
It really is.
Because, like, I think it's so atmospheric. Like,
it she is.
Does really well. And with all the, like... made-up names she's got going on there, like, absolutely all the made-up policies, like, it's so well done.
I was thinking about that, like, as I was reading it, I'm like, how did one woman cultivate this entire universe, like, so well?
No,
because, like, yeah, I can feel
so
it
well, and, like, even, like, from just, like, the larger world to, like, just, like, Basgaiev.
Yes.
Like, you're just, like, there, and you're like, I know what the parapet is.
Yeah,
exactly. I know exactly what the gauntlet challenge looks like.
Absolutely.
But, like, also, like, I know, but in my mind, it's, like, parapet is, like, a straight line, and then, like, the gauntlet challenge is wipeout.
I was gonna say, I was watching it, I'm like, you're gonna say wipeout?
I'm gonna say wipeout.
I was gonna say wipeout. No, literally, like, in the balls, I was like, yeah, well, those are the red bouncy balls.
Bouncy balls.
Yeah, no,
and, like, 100%. That's, why are they freaking out?
Exactly. Like,
you're embarrassed, okay, I get it.
No, like, absolutely. And then I'll go on TikTok, and I'll see, like, these AI-generated. I'm like, damn, my mind was on a budget, apparently.
No, the AI-generated ones take me...
Annie!
She dropped Jen's B... Jen, if you're watching this, Annie has infiltrated your bee.
We're really, truly sorry about
Okay. It's on the floor.
Should we, like, here?
Yeah.
You, continue.
Okay, so, like, I'm going to talk about the AI-generated content for a second, because it's actually crazy, because I feel like I've gotten, like, a Fourth Wing animated show. It really does feel insane to watch everything, because A, all of the Zaydens look the same, all of the Violets look the same, I know it's different accounts posting them, and, like, everybody has it, like, to a T. Like, ChatGPT, like, literally was like, Rebecca Yarros, you don't need to produce a show.
No, because we're gonna do
the show for you, yes. And we're gonna post tiny little TikTok clips, yes. No audio.
But I
just,
would
just, like, montage,
and I eat it up every time. If that was the show, I would be happy.
No, I know you're like, don't support AI art.
I know,
and I get it. I'm with you. Don't produce AI art, but keep those TikToks coming.
No, 100%. You keep those Riddick covered in honey. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen that.
It's on your free page, I promise. Yeah.
No, okay, no, no, wait, hold on. Just whisper it to my phone. Riddick covered in honey.
Okay, now.
It'll come up.
Yeah,
it'll
come listening? Up. Yeah, exactly.
It's listened. It's
here. Exactly. That is so funny. No, but so real. The AI, keep it's it coming, so girl. No, because I agree, because every time I see a Violet, it's like...
It's the same girl.
It's like, it is.
And exactly. It's like, nobody is going to look exactly like her when they're cast. Which is going to be a problem, because everyone's going to be like, not my Violet.
Exactly.
I already see that with Not My Zayden.
No, 100%.
Which, like, I don't remember the actor.
Is it Josh Houston?
I think so.
Which, I think he's very cute. I don't think he's Zayden.
No, he gives me more...
Bony! Yes, that's what I'm saying!
And it's just, like, not to have no original thoughts ever, because I know everybody's saying it. But I think it's just, like, the roundness of his face. Like, and, like, cute. Not in, like, a shamey way. Like, he's adorable. Like, I want to, like, pinch his little cheeks. But, like, I'm just, like, I'm not giving, like, I am a man of the shadows and secrets.
Exactly. He's not large enough.
No. He's not. Physically, he needs to not fit through a door.
Exactly.
But sometimes I think about, like, the way that, like, Zayden is, mm-hmm. in which, like, it's also funny because, like, I can't imagine him actually functioning in a society.
No, absolutely.
Because,
not.
Like, what do you mean? You're like, I am secrets. Like, you're cringy. Like, get out of here. Like,
exactly.
Like, I would be like, okay, buddy. Like, it gives, like, Jughead in Riverdale.
Like, yes! Like, especially because you've listened to, like, the person who voices him. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's great is that before I switched to, like, the fully casted one, I was listening to, like, a woman putting on a man's voice. Right. So it's even better because it's like.
The budget went up.
It's literally like violence.
That's hilarious. I did not know that it was just a girl. Oh my God.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl.
But,
okay?
Like, she does her best. Like, she throws on accents sometimes.
Okay, accents. Like, oh, that's crazy.
And, like, what she does to Taryn, it's even deeper.
So
I'm like,
funny.
I know you need a sip of water, girl.
Exactly. You're bleeding. Stop it.
Dragons do not answer to the will of humans.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh, no, it's so good. Like, they do get, like, the full cast in one
I love
them,
that.
But, like, the original one, like, I have to give her props. Like, she's great at it.
Absolutely.
But, like, I truly, like, I think of Zayden, like, functioning society, and I can't imagine it, because I can't. Like,
no.
I'm gonna have to be really into the show to, like, take him seriously, because also, like, what does the shadow wielding look like?
That's what I'm saying, because that's one thing I've had a hard time visualizing.
I can't visualize it because, do you know in Peter Pan?
Yeah.
When, like, they can, like, strip the shadow. He's like, my shadow, someone's following me.
Yes.
And he, like, strips it off the wall and stuff. That's, like, me picturing Zayden. Like,
seriously. He's, like,
fucking with the shadows on the wall.
Right? And but, he's, like, yeah.
It doesn't, like, in my mind, is like, is it a smoke machine?
That's what, like, I was saying. Is it a black smoke that's, like, he just pushes and it just surrounds everything? I don't know.
Do you remember, like, Twitches, where they had, like, have you seen, you've seen Twitches?
No.
What's Twitches? Oh my god.
Girl.
Really? This is where I'm aging myself, maybe.
Okay.
You know, like, perhaps. I'm a little bit older, but, like, so Twitches is a, if I'm not mistaken, a Disney Channel original movie, Halloween movie.
Okay.
With twin witches starring Tia and Tamara. It's filmed in Toronto.
Oh! I know what you're talking about.
Okay, great. So it's filmed in Toronto, and they have, like, a whole castle, and it's, right. like, which is Castle Loma, which is
yes.
awesome.
Yes!
But that. They have this thing called the Darkness. And the... I'm telling you, like, I if you can insert clips, because yeah. I know you edit these, insert a clip the darkness here. Because it's the most, like, CGI, yeah. and I get it, early 2000s, low budget, like,
absolutely.
Smoke machine with, like, red thunder crawling and, like, moving around and chasing people. Yeah. And in my mind, it's like, that's what Zayden is doing. He is the darkness 100%. From the Twitches. And so, like, that's where I'm at with, like, visualizing it. But if I think too hard, it looks stupid, and so I don't like to think too hard.
Exactly. No, I'm so with that. That's one of the things that I have a hard time visualizing, but yeah. I'm just like, hey, I'm here for it.
Do you have any, like, weird signets in the books that you're like, what the hell will this look like?
The Sawyers. Metal, how do you say it? Metal.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
The metal.
Metal.
The metal guy.
Metal, hey, yeah, the metal guy. The metal guy.
You know the metal
That's
guy.
One that I have, because especially there was, again, where I'm jumping forward a little bit
in yeah, we're at
the Onyx Storm, mm-hmm. where he's like, what did they have to do? They were, like, melting the rocks or something?
Yeah, they were doing the, I literally just listened to this morning.
Yeah, I literally just brought this too.
Just listened to this morning. They were doing the wards, like
yes!
the ward stone.
Yeah,
they were
yeah,
trying
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
what? Because I also can't imagine, like, what they're doing, like, signets. Right. Like, they're doing, like, sorry, excuse me. Like, what is that going to look like?
Exactly.
They're weaving, like.
Because they, like, do it like air and then slap it on a
visualize
piece of
your magic. That's what it looked like, so a, like a little dance.
No, seriously. Oh,
but yeah,
God.
He was doing that to
yes.
like, the ward stone to, like, what, let the flyers have their.
Yeah,
their
exactly.
Magic. They're like, okay, girls, like, yeah. you're welcome.
Yes. And so that's the one that I have a hard time imagining. I'm like, is he literally, like, just warping metal?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like soldering okay, without yeah. a tool, maybe?
Yeah, I, absolutely, period. And what about you? Are there any others that I can't think of right now?
I can't tell you. So this is past chapter 10.
Is this have something to do with the second signet?
It does have something to do with the second
with
signet.
With Violet's?
No.
Because I already know Violet's from a freaking spoiler.
I didn't know. I don't know Violet's second
okay, here,
signet.
But,
like, at the point at which I'm in, it's yeah. like, Violet girl, develop your signet. Because, like, we know it's coming. But, like, this exactly. is actually a different person's signet. And a different person's second signet.
No,
it's
don't
a little teaser. It's a little teaser.
I guess
a little yummy, yummy teaser. Which, like, you know what? Like, if I think about it, like, it's
yeah.
been done esque in TV shows. But,
okay,
like,
okay.
I can't imagine because there's dragons involved. How
right.
it looks. Like,
I'm so excited now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I
no, it really and it's like mm-hmm. what I love in Fourth Wing. And all of this is, like, it again, it's really good, but, like, when you've read enough and when you've watched enough, mm-hmm. like, you're like, okay, this is such obvious foreshadowing.
For sure.
But to the point where you're like, how do the characters not really know?
Right?
How do
they not? Exactly.
Like, there's about to be a piece where you're about to read where they're like, oh my god, it's a trap?
And you're like, and you're like, yeah.
Bro, it's a trap.
Yeah, like, it's a trap.
You're in war. Like, assume it's all a trap.
Exactly. I just don't trust anybody. That is so
like,
funny.
You're going into an active combat situation. Yeah, I mean, like, A, that's just always a trap. Like,
exactly.
Like, it's active combat.
100%.
But, like, B, like, they're after you. Like, bro, like, think two steps
Use
ahead.
Use your head. Thank you so much. Oh my god, there's another mm-hmm. Riddick with the ice wielding. I just imagine
yeah.
fucking Elsa. That's what I see. That's,
let it go.
And he would do
but
that.
But you know that, like, that's the thing, because Riddick's so unserious.
He's so unserious.
He's
that it would
so
be like
unserious.
That.
Unserious. I love, this is, okay, this is my favorite part about Fourth Wing, where mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to have to be very careful about how I recommend this book.
Right.
Because there's the scene where I think, like, there's some big scary announcement happening.
Right.
To, like, all the people, all the people there.
Of course.
And I feel like Violet's Oh, it's when Zayden is exposing that they were trying to kill Violet. And they're like, it was somebody in the, like, it was traitorous. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And at that point, they're listening to this. And Violet's like, oh my God, it's about to all go down. It's and internal down. Monologue, she's freaking out.
Yeah.
But then Riddick says something and they start talking about having sex. They're like, she's like, I really need to get laid. And I'm like,
that is like
time and place. Like, girl, you're in a lineup listening to somebody getting accused for trying to kill you.
How did we get here?
And you're like, you know what, guys? Like, I just, like, I think, and out loud, I really need to get laid. Like, it wasn't an inner thought.
That is so funny. Like, it was, I remember that now. Like, how did we get here?
Because, like, I imagine that hall was, like,
yeah,
silent.
No, 100%. Like everybody's, like, clutching their pearls over this news. Like
Zayden's like, I've got an accusation.
Exactly.
Like I'm imagining it's, like, Dr. Phil show, like, everyone's watching.
Yes! Or, like,
not, who's the other guy? Not Dr. Phil.
Dr. Oz.
It's not a doctor.
No, do you know what? Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah. Where they're like, I'm not the father. Yeah, that guy. I'm imagining it's, like, a Jerry Springer setup where everyone's like, and they're, like, waiting, and then she's like, I need to get laid.
That is so
funny. I need to get laid.
That is so random. I know. I love that.
Yeah, so there's moments like that where I described before, like, they actually, like, they had the full sex scene towards the end of the book.
Yeah.
Where I was telling people, it was like, she really gives, like, yeah, I fuck guys. Like, don't worry. Like,
don't worry, guys. I fuck.
Like, I fuck guys. Like, don't worry.
I'm set. Don't you worry. 1 minute.
No, that's like, so funny. Yeah, that really is, like, what the character, like, what Violet
for
gave.
For sure.
Because it, like, really, some of the times where they mentioned sex, like, just didn't feel natural to me.
Yeah,
it
was
like,
absolutely.
Riddick makes sense because he's, like,
he's
his brain is, Riddick. Like, haha, penis.
Exactly.
Like, that's Riddick's piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Oops. 100%.
Like, Riddick in full battle. Boobs.
Absolutely. Freaking sending his ice, like, powers. He's, yeah, like, titties.
Like, I don't want Rebecca Garros to kill Riddick. If Riddick ever died, I'm telling you, the last thing that's coming out of his mouth is something inappropriate.
No, 100%. But again, I'm not manifesting that.
No, I would never manifest that.
That's my man.
I only manifest Signet's.
Exactly. Period! Yeah. We should put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to our cult members. I mean, pyramid team members. Yes. I mean, fans.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Yeah. But yes, oh my God. Okay. Tell me how you felt about Dane.
I am a Dane hater. Certified. Too. Stamp it. Certified. Okay, I know they're going to go on a little arc.
I know.
I see where this is going. But you know what? The minute, like, she was like, you know, I could hook up with Dane. I was like, Dane ain't it. Like,
Dane ain't it, girl.
They're trying to, like, go with love triangle. Another trope. Love triangle, please. That was a love circle in the minute. Like,
absolutely.
The minute she sees Zayden, this weird guy that's looking at me and he's kind of sexy. Like, okay, yeah.
I was like, okay.
Dayden didn't even stand a chance. He wasn't even, like, fully introduced yet.
Exactly. And I already knew. I'm like, okay, so this is our love interest. Got it.
And, like, I get it. He goes and he's like, you know what? Yeah, like, this shit's fucked up. But I always, the underestimating and, like, paternalism,
dude, I was so irritated.
Yeah,
all the time.
How do you feel about Dane now, because you're a little farther out?
Dane,
so, like, what do you think
now? I do appreciate, again, I'm gonna jump into Iron Flame a little bit, but how he was so immediately like, okay, I'm with you, as soon as she, like, kind of explained the rebellion and everything that was happening, he was like, okay, I'm in. I was like, okay. I'm like, okay, that's better. And, like, they spent the time, like, reading the journals together. I'm like, okay. Like, he still got her back. And for that, so I appreciate that, but still.
Yeah, I'm gonna need so much more work done.
No, 100%. 100%. The second and fourth wing, when I was like, oh my God, he took her memories.
He took it. Zayden's like, has he ever touched your face? She's like, because, like, that man stayed touching her. He'd be like, Violet, every fucking time. Like, Violet, let me caress your face.
Seriously, because he was always on her.
And she's like, that's my boy. Like, yeah, sure.
Exactly, right? I know. It was like, and just to take advantage of that. And my thing was always that, like, Dane was, like, so not, like, trusting, and he was like, go to the scribes. He just wasn't supportive at all. Mm-hmm. And then the second that she tells Zayden what happened in the bedroom when they were trying to kill her, he goes in front of everybody and says, this is the bitch that didn't kill her. With no hesitation. Yeah.
And Dane's like, are you sure?
I'm like, no. Go. Bye. Goodbye.
That was the part where I was like, dude.
Yeah, certified,
like,
Dane hater.
Like, okay, like, you're gonna gaslight this woman.
Exactly.
You're gonna tell her, go to the scribes. Like, it was like every 5 seconds. Go to the scribes.
No, seriously.
Like, she's here. Like,
she's here.
And she keeps telling you, mama's gonna put me back in here.
Like, exactly. No matter what you you do.
Like, mother is sending me home.
Exactly.
My home is now here.
Exactly. So don't even do that to me right now. Yeah.
No, it was really annoying. And then you thought, like, maybe he'd drop it after she bonded, like, not one, but two dragons. No,
exactly. And not only that, but one of the most powerful, largest, strongest dragons ever that there ever was.
And then she wields lightning, and no, that doesn't matter either.
No, no, not at all.
Bro, they might as well have given her, like, an automatic gun and was like, okay, like, here's your semi-automatic, here's like, your go to war, like, you actually have bazookas and everything. Like,
exactly.
You're in a robot suit, exactly, to be honest. And Dane would be like, no, but you've got to send her back to the scribes.
You send her back to the scribes now.
Also, like, you live in a magical... This is to Dane Atos. You live in a magical world where there are literally healers. Get a fucking grip.
Get a grip, bro.
If she breaks a bone...
Mended. By her family friend. Thank you. So, Dane Atos, to you if you're watching right now.
Fuck right off. Like, that literally, so like, funny. I get it. Like, it's a protective thing. But it, you see, like, there's, like, a difference between the way, like, Zayden is protected.
Yes!
Right?
Zayden will teach her so that she can fend for herself.
Mm-hmm. And even when he's like, okay, you know what? I was a little overboard. And he'll admit it. He'll be like, like, nothing I can control. Especially... No, I'm jumping ahead. We'll get to it later. But, like, yeah, so I really think, like, there's a difference between the act and even, like, when he's like, this is a reckless idea and I'm scared and you're in danger. Like, it's still, like, I respect your autonomy.
100%.
Almost to the point where, like, Rebecca Yarros, I get it.
I hear you.
He respects her.
Strong, independent woman, I get it.
Like, I get it. Like, he doesn't have to say it every time.
I'm sorry. The critiques, yeah. We're critiquing now.
Sorry. No. You know what, though? Like, I respect it being there. Because, course, like, I also feel like... Like, I critique it because I'm like, I'm tired of listening to it. But, like, I feel like it's like when you have, like, fights with your partner, but it's the same fight.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you're like, I need to hear.
And it really is the same fight. It really is the same fight over and over and over again. Don't lie to me and tell me the truth.
I'm so, made of secrets.
I love that. That's so funny. But,
like, I need to hear the same thing every once in a while. So, like, I understand why she needs to hear it. Like,
the validation, I guess.
Like, I get it. Like, validate her. So, you know what? Actually, I rescind my
comment. Oh, hello.
Oh, hey.
And plus, you, like, and listening to it, I feel like, is different. Aww. Because, like, you're actually hearing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I feel like it's a different experience.
Well, I think it's, like, hard when it's the same fight and the same reassurance.
Yeah, 100%.
But actually, and this is a mini spoiler. This is the only mini spoiler I'll give you beyond chapter 10.
Okay.
Is that there's a point in it's Riddick, your bestie. It's bestie Riddick. Bestie Riddick's, like, making fun of Violet and Zayden because they're like, they bicker like an old married couple and it's always the same fight. And he's like, literally, it's like word for word. I just listened as I pulled up, like, word for word. He's like, oh, you're too secretive and you lie to me. And he's like, well, I'm secretive and that's why you're attracted to me, so get used to it. Like,
No, I was
going back and forth making fun of her, and she's
that's
like,
so funny.
Like, Violet's like,
girl. Yeah, okay. Coming girl? From my throat. Okay.
And she's like, watch out, I'm gonna literally chop your dick off. Like that's the threat. She's
I love Riddick. Oh my god, I love him.
Yeah, and he recognizes it. He's like, guys, like, sort your issues out.
Sort it out right now, because I don't want to hear it again.
I will say, like, they are doing better, because, like, I feel like she's starting to, like, and I think because it's like, she'd be such a hypocrite.
You know, 100%.
The minute she had to keep the secret of the venom away from everybody,
yes!
Like, she had no foot, no single peg leg to stand on.
Exactly.
Like, she's like, you kept secrets to keep me safe, as I keep secrets to keep my siblings safe and my, like, my friends safe and stuff like that. Like, I judge you, though. Like,
yeah, 100%.
No, she had no foot to stand on.
No, she did not. I'm obsessed with that.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How long into Bazgaith War College do you think you would survive?
I would survive?
Yeah. Like, you're like, I want to be a writer.
Damn.
Like, how long are you making it?
Hey, I fear I wouldn't make it off the parapet.
Girl, I want to make it up the stairs.
No, that's so real.
All the steps, they're like, what, climbing the CN Tower?
No,
like,
absolutely.
How far up are we going?
Exactly. They climb up to the water slide.
Like, I'm getting winded.
Exactly. And especially if it was raining like it was when Violet... I don't think I would make it. No. If it wasn't raining, perhaps I would make it.
I'd butt scooch along.
Exactly.
Just like...
Then perhaps I would make it to the gauntlet. After that, I'm done. I'm fried.
Yeah, because, like, the way that they describe the parapet is like, ooh, scary. Yeah. It's stone. You're going to fall off. Now, you respect that. But then it's like, some people are just, like, walking willy-nilly. Like, what, Jack, like, pranced?
And while literally throwing other people off of
it's
it.
It's just like, la-di-di-da.
Exactly.
And so, like, how thin is it?
Exactly. Like, no, absolutely.
And I think she does give, like, a measurement, but, like,
it was, like, 16 inches or something?
I don't know what that is.
I don't...
I'm sorry.
Maybe?
See, like, I feel like, yeah, it really depends. Like, rain, yeah. Rain's fucked up. But, like,
it's true.
And I guess there's the wind.
And that's true.
But, like, how is Jack, like, sprinting?
No, and throwing people off at the same time.
Throwing people off. And that's, it's also, crazy. Like, you just met this girl. Like, I get it.
Right.
Actually, I don't get it because, like, her mother didn't do anything to you.
That's what I'm saying. And that is another thing. Everybody was so pissed at her. I'm like, girl, she didn't do anything. Go take that up with General Sorengel. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, it was so much. Yeah. And she's clearly, like, one of the only nicer people.
Absolutely.
Like, she's so, like, frail and weak and, like, hey, guys. Hey. Like, I just want to be, like, friends and stuff. Here, like, in the first, boot, girl. In the first, she gets a little, yeah. Like, she hardens. She hardens.
Of course. As she should.
But, like, she was so nice. Like, mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, I'm actually not going to tattletale on you and get you all executed.
Yes. Exactly. Like, I'm like, actually she, not going to. Miss Girl was smart and she played her cards, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Like, it really. Now thinking about Zayden's power, like, I guess that did work to her, or second power, that did work to her, what, intrinsic?
Yeah, but it was, like,
only motivations.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, like, what is
so
that?
I feel like every time in the first book where she was like, man, I'd climb him like a tree, like, he knew that. That's what I take from that.
He's, like, thinking about Violet.
Yeah, like intentions, that's what it is.
Horny bitch.
He can see, yeah, he can see people's intentions. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, every single time that she was thirsting over him, he was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it's, like, really, it's, again, one of those things where, like, I can't imagine how that translates into a show. Because is he, like, just feeling, like, the vibe someone's giving off? Is he hearing the exact thought
somebody's? Yeah, 100%.
So I'm really curious to see.
How they're going
to do it. What was your favorite part about the first book?
Oh, my God, girl. First of all, so much. Fourth Wing was the first book that I've read since high school.
Yes, you were saying, like, you're getting back into it.
I'm getting back into it. Girl, I could not put that shit down. I don't know what it was about it. I don't know if it was just, like, the flow was so good. Mm-hmm. Had me hooked, like, the entire time. Like, I think maybe it was just something happening all the time that I'm like, hey, I can't put the shit down.
And it's a big book.
It's big.
So, like, props.
Exactly. So, I was very proud of myself. I don't know. I think just reading as an adult is a lot harder than reading as a teen.
I recommend audiobooks.
100%.
I wish Audible sponsored
us. So, when my coworker was like, girl, you need to get on this. I'm like, she's a 26-year-old woman. She likes Fourth Wing. I'm like, okay, I need to get on this. And I don't know. I can't even tell you. I just think it's like, it's like how you said it's like back in like Divergent Maze Runner era. Yeah. I was so deep in that shit that I feel like it's almost like my adult version of that. So it's very easy to get obsessed with that.
It was so good, like in that way. Like it really just like called upon, like it really woke something inside. Because I feel like when people, it makes me feel old, but when I see TikToks of being like, I wish I was a teenager in like the 2010s, I'm like, yeah, you do.
You do, actually. 100%.
Like everything was for you. Like, exactly. I think like that's when they learned like teenage girls was a market. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like everything was for you. Like it really was. Like they were feeding you like the movies you wanted with the cast that you wanted. They had like the bands you wanted. Like Tumblr was a thing. Like you were like, you felt like you were part of a subculture that was actually the culture. Like, it was so good.
No, 100%.
J14 magazine. Like, everything was a thing. Like, it was really all for you. And I understand, like, there's always been teen content and there will always be teen content, but there was something so specific about it.
It was so different. And that's why when I was making this podcast, I'm like, 2013.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to talk about. Because, bitch, that era was so good.
It was. And it was, like, literally, like, I really feel like Twilight changed it all.
No, absolutely.
Like, Twilight was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we can take teen girls seriously because they're a market.
They really are.
And, like, it really felt like I had the feelings of, like, when I was reading those books where it was, like, Hunger Games especially and, like, Divergent. Like, actually, the entire Bazgaiath War College gave me, like, how I imagine, like, the Hunger Games kids who are trained to be in the Hunger Games are.
That's so real.
And I was thinking, I was like, what is life outside of anybody who's in, like, the writer program? Like, what do the people of Navarre
do? That's right. I would love, like, just, like, a little sub-chapter of, like, just from some random person's perspective on what a day in the life looks like.
Yeah, because, like, in most books, like, you kind of get it. Like, you get that little, like, what life was like before.
Exactly.
You kind of get, like, tastes of, like, you go to, like, a village and, like, you visit, like, what, like, sorry, I hate J.K. Rowling, disclaimer, but, like, you know, like, Hogsmeade and, like, Hogwarts, like, stuff like that, where you get, like, the slice of life.
Yeah, for sure.
Content. And I just don't feel you really get anything that contextualizes what life is like when you're not in this, because, like, beyond the fact that you don't go really beyond Bazgaiath until you're in active war situations.
Yeah.
The main character is from a war family.
Exactly.
Right?
She lived involved in Bazgaiath.
And it makes it seem like all you can do is infantry, writer, or scribe. Like, Those are the three options. That's all the citizens do.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's why maybe it feels like Divergent, where it's like you have four choices.
You have four choices, and there's nothing outside of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, 100%.
There's nothing.
Girl,
you can't do anything in Navarre but fight and read.
Fight and read. That's it. That's it. What is your favorite part about Fourth Wing?
That's such a great question.
I know.
Because I really do feel, and this isn't like specifically a scene, but I love the energy between Violet and her dragons.
Yes.
And like, I love that rapport that they all have.
I totally agree.
Especially like as you see Andarna grow and stuff. But I really love the relationship that those three have. And I do think that's been like my favorite part. And again, how are they going to make that work in the show?
Are you just going to hear
Taryn like a narrator almost?
Right?
Like, I'm curious like how they're going to make that work in the show. And are they responding always in their head, or are they verbalizing their thoughts? Because is it like, am I talking to like, as I would talk to a cat? Like, I'm not thinking to cat.
Yeah, you're not thinking to cat, you're just like speaking to cat.
Yeah, I'm speaking to cat. So is it like you're talking like to a pet? Like, but like you're delusional and
That is such a good point. How are they gonna do that? That's gonna be very interesting.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see again. Like, I'm excited to see like a lot of like what choices are going to be made, because I do think like something's... This show could easily be very cringy.
It could be, and I'm very scared for that.
Yeah, but I think if you give it, like, a Game of Thrones budget, which the market's there.
The market is there. And I feel like Rebecca Yarros has enough money herself to be fun to fund the show.
Like, I really think the market is there based off, like, the visceral response the internet has had to this. Like, it's so, like...
It's crazy.
They're crushed by it. They're experiencing all the emotions. So I do think like the market is there, so the budget should be there.
I think so.
And I really hope they cast unknowns. That's my biggest piece.
I know.
Cast your unknowns. I actually just saw like the, I don't know how into the Hunger Games you are, but they just announced the Haymitch movie casting, and it's like all basic. There's some knowns, but there's a lot of unknowns. Like
good.
At least the main two are relatively unknown.
Okay, period.
Sorry if you guys are like big famous, but like I don't know you.
I don't know you. So
you're unknown to me.
To me, which means that you're not
known. You're not known. If I don't know you, if this podcast does not know you,
then sorry, then you're not.
We are the deemers of known and unknown.
Exactly. So you're actually like D-list if we don't know you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're like actually you're not on the list.
You're not on the list at all. You didn't make it. Sorry.
But like the two leads, like a relatively unknown. So I was like happy to see that, because I feel like in Hollywood,
we need more of that.
We need more of that. We've gotten to like the same people are getting cast, and it gets distracting.
I was just gonna say, if I see Timothée Chalamet in one more movie,
I'm talking to you right now, Chris Nolan. I love you. I think your movies are great. It really does get distracting when it's a cameo fest. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and talk shit about Oppenheimer. It was an awesome film. I really loved it. It was well done, well acted, everything. Cameo central.
Absolutely.
Every is that Jacques Peck? Like, it was like literally like every 5 seconds I was like, who that?
Oh,
like,
oh
my god, like what are you doing here? Like
the IMDb list must be
crazy. It really felt like it was like a high school reunion. Like,
yeah,
it
totally.
Was giving like, oh my god, I haven't seen you like 5 years. Like, what are you doing here? So like that was like, I feel like that's where we're at. Like, it's like Marvel movies, like I recognized everybody. Like, I'm over it. I don't want to recognize anybody anymore.
Exactly. Because it's just gonna help so much to immerse ourselves in the world of Navarre.
I want to get to the point where it's like I have to IMDb you because I can't easily name you. I miss those days where you're like watching a movie and you're like, I need to itch for my phone.
Yeah, what have exactly. I seen you in? Who is that?
What have I seen you in?
Exactly. I know. I love that feeling.
Now I've seen you in too much.
Too much. Timothée Chalamet, just take a break.
Timothée Chalamet, like, you could retire.
And low key Pedro Pascal, take a break.
Sorry, honey.
Sorry.
Retire for a little.
So, just for a little bit, and then come back.
Like, but he's like, what? I think he's in the next Chris Nolan movie. Maybe. Am I crazy?
Probably.
I might be crazy.
What is it? Materialist? I don't know.
I know that's coming out.
Yeah,
but that's
I don't know whose movie that is.
Oh, no. Maybe it's the next A24.
Oh.
Guys, I'm sorry. I really am like a walking IMDb page mostly. But,
no, absolutely.
Like,
but we love you for that.
Pedro Pascal like is in so much. Like, I can't keep up with all the projects he's getting in.
Right? I know.
It really is like... And you know what? I feel like it used to be like one or two people would have that kind of like Jennifer Lawrence. Where weren't you?
Exactly.
In the Hunger Games era. Yeah. But like now I feel like everybody's like... In like everyone's everywhere, but it's the same like 20.
Yeah,
like Florence Pugh, she's everywhere. Pedro Pascal, you're everywhere.
Timothée Chalamet, like, you're everywhere.
So like I'm gonna need a new face.
New face, exactly. I'm
gonna need new blood.
new blood that we can make edits of on the internet.
But at the same time, I'm like, I want Dylan O'Brien and everything.
That's true. I love Dylan O'Brien.
He's got a movie coming out soon. I think it's like already been screening. It's called Twins. I don't know if he plays twins.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised because also, not to deviate again, there's so much twin content right now.
There is, yeah.
What was it? The Monkey? Theo James is twin.
Oh, yes.
Mickey 17? Robert Pattinson is twin.
Yes. You're right.
Sinners? Michael B. Jordan. And Michael A. Jordan.
You're right.
Everybody go watch Sinners. I really love that movie.
Okay,
for you. Go watch Sinners if you haven't.
I haven't seen anything, girl, so.
I feel like it would have been a topic if you had watched it, because it was so good.
Damn.
It was so good. Anyways, watch Sinners, and we'll do another episode together.
Yeah, and then you'll come back.
Then I'll come back, and we'll have the Sinners pod.
That is so funny.
But yeah, it's so much twin content.
It's true to even realize.
So maybe Dylan O'Brien is a twin in the twin movie. Maybe but he is. It's literally called Twins. So that's all I've got for you. But anyways, I really need unknowns for this.
Absolutely. And I have to go back. Part of Iron Flame, where we find out that Andarna waited, like, what, 700 years to bond to
Violet? Oh my God. She waited. She's like, I waited for you. And that's where we get the Twilight Edward Bella, where it's like, I've waited 100 years for you. But it's like a little sister who's just like, I waited for you.
Oh my god, she's so cute.
And this is where I really want it to be like an animated series, because I need like a Toothless style in Darna.
Yes!
Like, I need her to look like 2D.
Exactly, because that's how she looks in my head every time I picture her.
Because it's like hyper realistic. All the other ones. All the other dragons are hyper realistic to me. Anytime I'm thinking about Andarna,
she's this big.
She did small.
She's animated.
That's why they pick her up so easy.
Exactly. And she has a cute little voice in my head.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
And I'm happy that she's like doing her own thing.
Right, growing into her own.
Yeah, she's growing into her own. Now she's the seventh.
Yeah, she's the seventh type of dragon.
It's because I listened to these all back to back. There's literally like, I didn't even physically pick up a different book. Like, I'm like, no, yeah, absolutely, this is all one book.
Exactly. Even I read them, but I had to go to the end of Iron Flame just to make sure
that this was a pre-chapter 10 review.
Exactly.
But like, I'm happy that she can change. But like, I really liked it when she was like a little gold dragon.
No, absolutely.
I mourn
so, as soon dragon. As she woke up from her dreamless sleep and she was black. Now I'm like, no,
like, ew, boring. Give her some color.
Go back.
Well, at least, like, you know, now she can, like, change colors.
Exactly. So she's special.
She's special.
So,
I really want her to be like, and I'm gold now.
But exactly.
Then I imagine her like Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He's like, girl.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, getting all these new, like, visualizations.
I can't wait till you read Beyond Chapter 10 today, and you're like,
oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Randall.
No, I'm literally going to pick it up tonight because, okay, listen, Iron Flame was huge.
It was huge.
There were so many words.
These audiobooks are, like, literally, like, 20 plus hours.
That's crazy.
I'm putting in work.
Because it took me weeks to get through Iron Flame, just because it was such a massive, like, Fourth Wing was a little bit shorter. There was so many words in Iron Flame, so I had a hard time getting through it.
And it gets more political.
It does. Which, for me, politics are hard to follow along with.
Yeah, because it literally is. It's the Hunger Games of it all. You have, like, the standard, like, we're going through Basgaiath, War College. Yeah. We're going through the Hunger Games. Then, you know, you got the girl on fire.
Yeah.
The girl on lightning, whatever girl. You want. And she's like, I gotta break the system. And now you're stuck in, like, a little bit of, like, the catching fire moment where you're like, not catching fire. I think this really skips to the last one, actually, where it's like you're getting into, like, dismantling the political systems.
Absolutely.
But it gets even more heavier on the politics, at least in, like, the newest Onyx Storm book, because they're literally, like, negotiating.
Literally. And there are meetings, and she's being charged for treason.
And you're like, ew.
Exactly.
Get me away from the politics.
I know. And they're, what is it? They're negotiating a freaking, what is the word?
The fact-finding mission. Oh, the treaty. The treaty between. And now they're, like, figuring out a fact-finding mission. And I'm like, I feel
the
like
alliance.
You guys never really needed this much, like, time to think.
I know.
And also, General Atos, like, how did this man get a promotion?
I don't even know.
You did, like,
girl, you got like, fired. A little thing on your eyebrow. There you go, girl. I would hate for you to watch this back and be like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I have a little thing. I'm not zooming in on myself.
But, yes, how did he get that?
How did he get a promotion? Because, like, he fully got fired.
And then comes back and gets Violet's mom's position?
And she was the one who was like, get rid of this ass.
Exactly!
How do you not respect the dead?
Exactly! You besmirch her grave.
She gave her life for Navarre.
I was just gonna say, bitch sacrificed herself, which her is crazy. For Navarre,
not enough to at least guarantee that somebody good gets promoted.
Exactly.
And everybody, oh, my favorite part was, and I don't know if this is beyond chapter 10, but someone's like,
he got promoted?
like one of like the teachers. Like,
yeah! Who was at the Samara outpost? Who was like, they gave it to Eidos?
They gave it to
They're like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, and it's like your coworker who doesn't do anything and they're like, do you have a raise?
Yeah, and I loved it when Eidos like sent them out as like a punishment and they get there and the professor's like, girl, I don't have time to punish cadets.
Yeah, like go punish make yourselves.
Yourself, like, go get some rest and then make yourself useful. I'm like, period.
No, and this is like, this is my conspiracy.
Okay.
Eidos is working with the Venon.
You know what? Yeah.
I don't know if it's a conspiracy.
You know what?
Like, yeah, bitch, it's obvious. But
I was gonna ask if you had any like predictions. Yeah, I can 100% see
it's
that.
Like the way, and especially like after you read like what happens during their like punishment, you're gonna be like, this is all just adding up a little too much.
Yeah,
because how does he know so much?
Exactly.
Where's he getting all this intel? And he even speaks. Okay, so this is what, back to visualizing things. But yeah, when I think of the Venon, I think of like, literally like D&D monsters. Like,
no, absolutely.
I'm thinking like multiple tentacles. Yes! Like, I don't know why. No one said like it's so about dramatic. Tentacles, but they're like alien bodies to me, and yeah, I'm like,
totally.
So that's that. But like for Eidos, and he also talks like the Venon in the audiobook.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They talk like this.
Well, girl, come on now.
Yeah, they're like, they have like venom in their voice. Like it really feels like they're
that's
like
crazy.
Actually, this sounded more like Lord of the Rings guy.
That is so, yeah, Gollum.
God, this is more Gollum.
That is so funny.
I can't, but I'm not an audiobook narrator, so that's why you don't pay me to do that.
You know what? That's right. A girl who but knows they,
like,
her things.
It literally like feels like they're spitting at you.
That is crazy. And so, like, Colonel Eidos talks like that? And then
he feels like he talks like the Venon a little. Like, he's got so much, like, bitch ass in his voice.
Girl,
like,
there's
bitch assery in his voice. Like,
then the bitch assery is telling me the bitch that you're correct.
Yeah, like, he talks like he has got, like, he smoked 7 cigarettes. Like, and he's got to like cough.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so like I feel like he's a Venon.
Yeah, that makes perfect. You know what? That makes perfect sense.
But I also feel like, speaking of Venon, we've got to address.
Hey, I don't want to. Hey, so I actually don't want to. That was no, but that was crazy. The last page of Iron Flame, where he's like, "You should be scared of me." I was like, and like I was so mad because I got spoiled on TikTok before I got to Iron Flame,
so you knew it was
that he turned into a Venon, but I had no idea how. So that surprised me, the way that he willingly.
Yeah, he's like turned no one's turning like a gun to your head.
Exactly, like, right. So that was very surprising to me. So I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah, and this is, again, thinking about things that I loved as a teenager. Like, I read this series. It's popular, but I wouldn't say, like, hugely, like, breaching the culture, like, the way Divergent would. Called Vampire Academy.
Okay, yeah.
I loved Vampire Academy. Have you read Vampire Academy?
No, I have not.
Okay, so see, like, this gave me, like, there's a point in Vampire Academy. It's about vampires. And they go to an academy, actually. For real.
No way.
For real. That's what it's about.
Oh, okay.
But they have, like, three different, like, classes of vampire almost. Right. And there's, so these, like, half vampire, half humans. Mm-hmm. And you're, like, the protectors of the real vampires. Okay. And the real vampires also, like, have powers.
Ooh.
And so, like, again, like, the similarities I pull between the two books, like, I do it all the time. But there's the third vampire, which are Strigoi, which are, like, the nasty vampires.
Ooh.
Like, they're the ones that you picture, like, blood-sucking vampires.
Right.
And again, it's when you, like, take too much. Like, this idea of, like, taking too much power stuff like that.
I'm following.
And so you can become a Strigoi, and the main love interest gets turned into a Strigoi at some point in the novel.
Okay.
Or, like, at some point in the series, and, like, it becomes about, like, turning him back from a Strigoi.
Right.
So when I hear Zayden Venon, I'm like,
no, that makes perfect
sense. Bro, Dimitri and Strigoi arc, like, this is where you're at. But
exactly.
I thought it was, like, flipping a switch. Like, I thought you would just be gross.
That's what I thought, too.
But he's just kind of like, I'm Venon.
He's just
kind
of, hey.
I'm Venon, we can't have sex.
Can't have sex, sorry, can't touch you, because I'm a Venon, sorry.
Because I'm a Venon.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm a Venon now. I have red eyes. Sometimes.
And don't the red eyes, like, kind of go away?
They kind of go away, so it's like when vampires feed.
Exactly. So,
so I'm just kind of, like, out of the Venon, like, you know, like,
how did the Venon Venon?
And I get, like, that's the main characters really don't know much either, because they're kind of discovering it.
Exactly.
And again, there's a reveal in the next chapter about the Venon too. And so I have a conspiracy theory about that, but I can't give it to you.
Okay. Oh my god.
I actually have, like, this is, like, my bigger conspiracy theory. I know.
I should have read
no,
more.
It's okay, but you can't know. But just they speak in the novel, and I don't know, they've, I think, already right. talked about it, about the idea that there has been in the past, like, a lightning and shadow wielder.
Yes. Okay.
I have a grave conspiracy that I feel like the lightning wielder might have been related to Violet.
Okay.
And I think she's Venom.
Oh.
That's my conspiracy.
Okay. I'm going to read tonight, and then yeah. I'm gonna
like,
okay.
I feel like something venomous happened. Like, and again, I don't know. I listen to these audiobooks, so yeah. excuse me if I'm, like, misinterpreting things, because I totally. Also, like, I, in the first book, when you, like, listen to things, it's really hard to distinguish characters.
Oh, absolutely. So,
like, Bodhi and Riddick are the same guy in my mind for, like, a good chunk. Just the way that I thought you had one cat. Like, I was like, are they different?
Exactly.
And they don't have the same personality, but, like, in my mind, yeah. I was like, that's the same guy. Like,
no, that's totally fair. Especially because didn't you start with the not, with just the one girl doing it? Yeah, so, like, that'd so be it's very the one girl, hard. And that'd be
like,
very
all
hard
the male voices are relatively the same. Exactly. Like, some different intonations. Right. So, like, the main characters all kind of sound the same. But, yeah, so, like, that's, like, I have a conspiracy theory that, like, Venom, like, are related to mm-hmm. her down the line or something. Especially because we know in, like, the last chapter of Iron mm-hmm. Flame
yeah.
that there was a silvered hair Venom.
Right. Oh. Well, I did see a TikTok, a conspiracy theory that her mom was Venom.
I saw a TikTok that they made Liam Venom, like a conspiracy.
I actually like, can't handle
don't
that.
Do that to, don't do that hey, to my baby boy.
Exactly. I actually can't no, handle
actually,
that.
I actually need to talk about Liam's death. Because yeah, let's I talk. Was in the car.
Yeah.
This is, I'm reenacting right now. So if you can't hear me very well, this is my reenactment. I'm in the car. He's dying. I'm like, Liam! Liam, no!
I mean, someone dropped me. Like, yeah. No, absolutely.
Like, crying, bawling my yes! eyes out. I felt like, I feel like I even texted you maybe about Liam. I'm not so
sure. I think
sure.
you might have, yeah.
Because I was like, Liam's so cute. I remember.
He's so sweet.
I was like, why isn't Liam up for love interest?
Exactly, because he's just carving his little wooden freaking dragon.
Carving little dragon.
Stop it.
He's whittling away.
Exactly.
And, yeah. like, and I was like, He's gonna die. Like, I know it in my heart because he's yeah. too sweet.
He's too sweet. He's too sweet. He's to too cute. He's, and, like, there was the one part where Sigil and Taryn were, like, mating, like, getting it on for the first time. Yeah. And Violet didn't know how to shield it out, like, yet. And she Liam. Opens the door. And I could just imagine Liam being like, ooh.
Hey, girl. Hey. And she's like, hey. She's like, steaming. Hey. You're like, get out of my way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Liam. No, like, Liam's so sweet. And so I was sweet. Just like, I was so upset.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand why his sister was like, fuck you, Violet.
No, absolutely, because he was the sweetest. Like, fuck you, Violet. Like, I would have been the same. Wrong. Exactly.
It was really heartbreaking. And I think, yeah. like, his last words being, like, it was an honor.
It was my honor? I'm sorry?
I need comfort.
The comfort animal, the therapy animal is here.
I'm so happy she's next to me.
No, seriously.
Wait, is this Annie?
That is Annie, yes.
Yeah, I feel like I've yeah. associated Annie with this perch.
Yeah, no, it's true, though. That's where she's at.
This is Annie's perch.
Yeah, exactly.
I needed Annie's help.
Oh.
No, like, Liam, like, yeah. and then he's, like, a hallucination at some point.
Dude, yeah, in Iron Flame, during the interrogations, yeah.
And, like, every time, like, he speaks, I'm like,
Liam! Liam! I know! He was so cute!
Like, I'm like, God's wild.
Exactly. No, literally dropping down to my knees, screaming to the, yeah.
No! Liam, Malik, don't take him!
Exactly. Like, no, absolutely. And so I can just go and stop it.
Rebecca
yeah,
Yaros, I'll never forgive you for it. Ever. I know why you had to do it, because it's like there's stakes, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
The main characters can die. I get it, but exactly. I will never forgive you for it.
Absolutely never.
Yeah, because like I shed a tear for her mom. I was like, it's a little yeah, sad.
Like, right? God, it was, okay, I get it. Like, that's really nice of her. Yeah. Like, no, but Liam, goodbye.
Heartbroken.
Absolutely.
I'm not ready for when it's visualized on a screen.
No, absolutely. And like everybody that I've recruited, I got that text like mm-hmm. within like a week of each other. Like, exactly. I'm like, yeah. Okay, so you're there. Okay.
You're there. You've gotten to Liam. Yeah, we're all heartbroken.
We are. Welcome to the club. Yeah.
Liam's number one fans.
Unfortunately.
But I'm really yeah. curious to see what they're going to do with his sister. Because I feel like yeah. right now her trait is like, I hate Violet. Okay, get over it, right?
Get
like,
over
you,
it.
Sorry, even though I was like, I'm with Thank you. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, we need something new.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to what they're going to do with her. Because
with
now
Sloan,
she's,
right?
Yeah, with yeah. Sloan. Like, I'm curious where her character is going to grow. Because
totally.
She seems to kind of just, like, exist in the shadows almost now.
Absolutely.
And,
like, she had a bit of a moment in Iron Flame where, like, she saved Violet yeah. with like yeah when her signet manifested
yeah
so she did have her moment there but yeah I'm very excited to see where they're gonna
yeah like really her and like Kat yeah. and Dane I'm curious yeah. to see where those three are gonna go like those oh. are like the points of interest for me. Because yeah. I feel like Rhiannon, we get where she's
we
at.
We get
like,
that. She's gonna absolutely. Climb. She's
a boss bitch. Love her.
Of course. Love Rhiannon.
Don't like to use the word boss bitch, but apparently I do now. that's Rhiannon.
That's for Rhiannon. That's yeah.
for Rhiannon. Exactly. General bitch.
Yeah.
Like, but like general. Like,
general bitch.
General bitch. Like, that's her. Not like a general bitch.
Exactly.
I need to contextualize it.
Exactly. Girl, I have to say. Mm-hmm. That trick with the fingers, thank you.
Girl, I was gooped and gagged. I was gooped and I was gagged. Cat knows how to throw it.
Exactly.
Bro, like, I picture her, like, she's perpetually got, like, cat eye. Like,
yes!
Like, absolutely. She's got, like, wings that could kill. And you're,
no,
like,
100%.
Yeah,
she's a bitch.
So, Rhiannon, general bitch, cat, general bitch.
Exactly. I love that we were making that, like,
yeah, like, yeah, like the distinction, yeah, like, goes with exactly. the two, like, 100%. Points of the spectrum you're at.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
But, like, no, she's a bitch, but, like, I love her.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, it's, like, yeah. Rebecca Yarros was, like, I need, like, the cuntiest bitch.
Absolutely. And, like, when I imagine her, I'm, like, that is the cuntiest bitch I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's a bitch, but, like, I love her for it because she's yeah. always been a bitch. Like, I feel like exactly. characters who are, like, straight out bitch, like, I kind of respect them for it.
No, unless
absolutely. You're talking about Jack Barlow, then, like,
then we're not gonna even,
because I was so excited when you. He died, and then they're like,
and then
oh Jack Barlow's here again.
I know, I was like, you're joking. I'm like, okay.
And see, this is when, again, I think that General Atos is evil and a yes. venom, because it's like, I feel like, why would you bring Jack back?
Why?
And then he becomes venom.
Exactly. Girl, there was a whole plan there in place.
Right, because I feel like he speaks mm-hmm. to this idea that, like, Venom, or, like, everybody does. Like, she writes, like, Venom channel too much. And, yeah. like, that's how you become Venom. But, like, I just don't feel like Jack would have done that, like, from the like, right? You know, I think there was a reason. I know he's a bitch. General bitch again. But, yeah, like, I know he's an asshole. Yeah. Like, and I know he, like, channels, like, more than he needs to. And it makes sense for the character because yeah. he's, like, the thing that never made sense was him saving Violet. But
right.
like, and so, like, when he, like, turns out Venom, I'm like, okay, there's the Jack we know.
Right, absolutely.
But, like, I do feel like there was something that pushed him.
No, absolutely.
And I think, like, there was, like, an Atos shaped.
Yes, he was probably given, like, this choice. And he's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like, I think it was Atos and what was that guy who, like, yeah. interrogated her?
Oh, Varish? Is that how you say it?
Varish!
Girl, yeah.
Vanish!
Vanish, Varish, thank you.
I mean, Varish, Venom. It writes itself.
No, it absolutely does. It really does.
Yeah, so, like, I think there's, like, a Venom-shaped conspiracy going 100%. On. 100%. Because, like, what's happening?
And why does General Atos know so much?
Yeah. That's like, why does he know so much? Why is everyone just associated with him evil? Because, like, the command to save Jack came from somebody.
No, absolutely. And the fact that they put Nolan on that and, like, tired that poor man out
Nolan.
To mend his body from bits and pieces, why?
And then, like, Nolan rats Violet out?
That was crazy!
That was a betrayal.
That was a stab in the motherfucking back, if I've ever seen one.
You know what? Like, I didn't know whether or not they would bring Jack Barlow back, but I didn't anticipate that was, like, they were related items.
Exactly.
Because, like, you crush a man with a mountain, you think.
You would think that that's it.
You would think no body, no crime doesn't apply to that. Like,
exactly.
But no, like, we can just, like, again... Why is Dane worried about Violet? You could just mend his ass. Like, if you could mend this mountain crushed man.
Then I think that anything is possible at this point.
Anything is possible.
Absolutely.
It's Jack Barlow.
And exactly.
What a prick.
And with that, I think that's a great place to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more question for you.
Yes.
Who is your favorite character at this point in time?
At this point in time, that's a great question. Because I really want to say Andarna.
Yeah.
Because I love her sassiness right now.
She's so good.
But she's, like, sassy, but in a way that, like, she's just like,
yeah, like let's kill him.
Right?
Let's kill him, girl.
Like, exactly.
Who's
like,
your favorite character?
Riddick is my favorite character. Girl, I can't. Girl, obviously.
Riddick is my favorite character. I think he's just, like, the perfect comic relief. I love a funny man.
No, because, like, when he's like, yeah, Sawyer, I'm going to help you learn sign language, but I'm only going to teach you... like dirty words.
Exactly.
And you're, like, gonna be like, let's hang out, but it's like, let's fuck. And you're like, whoa.
I can get behind that.
He's like just like a little chaotic neutral boy.
He is, and I love him for that.
I love a funny moment. Yeah, though, and that's what I feel about, like, Andarna. Like, she's just like such like a good.
Yes.
She pops in and she's like,
she does.
And I'll kill him, but like not in a way that like Taryn.
Exactly. It's
like,
different.
Like, she just wants to like do it for fun.
Anything that she says, I'm like, yes, girl. I see you.
You're so cute. I love you.
You're so cute. You're 2D form.
Exactly. You're 2D animated little.
Thank you.
She's not this small in the show. I don't want it.
I know. I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Exactly.
She used to be like,
Exactly. Girl, is there anything else that you would like to say about the Fourth Wing franchise?
I really hope Rebecca Yarros gets, like, a fit of inspiration and writes the next book soon. I know she said, like, she's not putting pressure on herself. Which, and I love it. Take care of your mental health.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know,
we'll run the pyramid scheme on the front right now. We will.
In the meantime, that's what we'll do.
In the meantime, we're in charge.
Of course.
General bitches.
But, like, write it faster. Exactly, exactly. No rush. But we'll be here.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah, we'll be waiting.
Because we need a sequel to this episode.
We absolutely do.
Which maybe will come after, like, we've both finished our story.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And we could do a full...
Oh, my God. We need to, like, tier list the characters.
We do! Oh my God, tier list the characters. I completely agree. Okay, girl, where can the people find you?
Really nowhere. I'm not really on the internet like that. Exactly. Find me here next time.
Exactly. Okay, so, yep, so you're going to find her here.
And you're going to find her here.
Yeah, and that's that.
That's that. Maybe I'll do something in the future and you can find me somewhere there.
Yes, and then I'll be able to...
Maybe I'll pop up on TikTok sometimes, but that'll be that. I don't really have a public social media.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it was really funny. I was thinking about my digital footprint, like, coming out of this episode. I was like, I better not swear or anything.
Hey, but it's fine.
It's fine. General bitch.
General bitch. Exactly. General bitch. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here.
I love being here.
Exactly. So she's going to be back.
I'm going to be back.
And that's it. So thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.